they're old, they're bold, sometimes even cold. They're nutty, they're kooky, and often kind of wookie.
Wookie, what the?
They'll rave and rant till you pee your pants. They're Brian and Lisa, and they both like pizza.
Pizza? Who wrote this?
They're groovy, fantastic, but most of all sarcastic. It's Sarcastic Senior Show.
Oh my god, that is the stupidest intro song I have ever heard.
I like it. It's peppy.
And wookie. What the hell kind of word is wookie?
It's a cool word. I made it up.
Yeah, right.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are
the Sarcastic Seniors. Welcome, everybody, and congratulations. You have survived the Christmas holiday.
Yay!
We knew you could do it. It's December 26th, and thank you for joining us this morning. Let's pat ourselves on the back for just getting through it. Now, at our house, I gotta be honest, we almost didn't have Christmas dinner yesterday.
Oh, how's that, Lisa?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a great big giant loser. Brian always tells you about...
Glad you said that.
What a wonderful cook I am. And I can keep anybody from starving. But you know what? I've decided when I cook roughly 355 days a year, these holidays are now mine. I'm old, I'm mean, and I don't care if I say so. So I don't cook on the holidays anymore. I also don't go to the grocery store. I have them delivered. And the same lovely grocery chain, and I'm going to say it, Ivy. That is like almost an orgasmic word to me. They deliver your groceries. They hike them up the steps. They put them on your counter. And they cook holiday dinners. So me being the organized little internet savvy person that I am, term used loosely, I ordered a prime rib luncheon for me, Brian, and our lovely children to share together on Christmas Day. And I placed the order on Sunday Fun Day the week before, and I've learned a good lesson about that.
We were a little intoxicated at the time of the order.
And I hit Monday. I wanted, you know, to pick it up on Monday morning. And it defaulted back to the 19th because they're closed on Christmas Day. So I get an email the next day that says you may pick up your order between 11 and 2. And I thought, you know what? That's just not going to keep for 6 days.
Case it, I was all psyched up for prime rib dinner a week ahead of time.
Yeah, you're not getting a $136 dinner for just the two of us. Not going to happen. So it took 5 phone calls starting at 5 a.m., but God bless these people. They understand women get stupid sometimes. And
when they drink.
Or even when they don't.
But mainly when they
drink. A woman that gets offended by that and says, not me, never. Oh, you're missing the boat here. Use it to your advantage, because these people bent over backwards to make sure me and mine had a lovely prime rib dinner.
Yes, so we had to wait a week.
Yes.
I was all psyched up. I was salivating like Pavlov's dogs, baby, over prime rib dinner on Monday. Because Monday's my day off. I was just planning on sitting in the chair all day long, stuffing my face full of prime rib. At least I had to go to work, so I had to eat it all.
Yeah, but sadly that didn't happen for him. But he did get prime rib on Christmas. He just had to eat bologna all week before.
And it was good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get started, oh my gosh, we have to do a lot of shout-outs. We are so grateful.
Do we actually have to shout when we do it?
Well, I can't help it. I shout even when I'm whispering. I'm just a loudmouth. Each and every one of you who are listening and have joined us on Facebook and have reached out to us on our private pages, we just want you to know we appreciate you so much, and we just wanted to say
we love you.
We do love you.
We love you so much.
And we have been noticed, because I can see, you know, when people share the page. Thank you to those of us who have, or those of you, not those of us, who have been sharing the page and helping us get off the ground. That's the kind of stuff that really helps. Otherwise, we're just talking to the air. I like the idea that you guys are helping us create a nice little community here. Yeah, and we got
a couple of special shout outs. First of all, I would like to say hello to our pal, Colorado Carey, out in the Denver area. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas, my friend. We miss you. We love you. And
thank you for the shares.
And shack up with you here one of these days.
Yeah, and thank you for the shares. And we have some new listeners who we haven't even been able to personally greet yet, but have shared our page and liked listening to us. So we wanted to mention them on the hopes that they would jump in the conversation or send us a message and just say, how do you do? First being Lorna Dyke.
And let me first say, if we absolutely massacre your name, we apologize.
Yeah, you need to give us Fun with Phonics, folks, so that we know how to do it right.
So we think we got Lorna Dyke right. Also, Roxina McKeshin, I believe. And then also some new listeners who were good enough to give us a share. Thank you to Lorna and Roxina.
And a big shout out to Matt Mann for his nice welcome to the podcast world. He gave us a great comment on the Facebook page today, and I just love that. It's like, in fact, I almost feel sorry for Matt Mann, because he said to Brian that he thought his wife and I shared a couple things in common.
Yeah.
Our love of Christmas music, because Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah.
And driving skills. So.
Yeah, next week, Matt Mann and I will be doing a podcast of our own. Guess what the content of that show is going
to
be.
Also, we have had some new people join in here. See, the more people we join, eventually we're going to get you to talk. So to these new page likes and followers, Bob,
Christy,
Mike,
Jean,
Jeannie,
Mary,
Tom, Tony.
There's no Tom in there.
It was Tony.
JB.
Matt.
Debbie.
Rita.
Janice.
And Fred.
Fred.
Thank you as well.
Yes, we love you all. Thank you. We do. All right, page two. Moving on. Here, make some noise.
I hate that. Because then I got to try to edit all that crappy noise out.
Give me something to do.
Oh, one more thank you. Again to Choo Choo Stew in London in the UK. He reached out after Brian shared his Christmas song, and he gave me a link to the YouTube song that he did along with some friends who formed a group called the Yule Billies.
Love it.
I love it too. And the song is called Crazy for Christmas by the Yule Billies. It was recorded a couple of years ago. He's got it on YouTube. But he reached out again today and said that he had a busy week with the kids. But we are welcome to share it. So we shared it on Thursday on the Facebook page. Hope you all loved it. And for those of you who didn't get a chance to listen to it, go back on the Facebook page or pop on YouTube and look for Crazy for Christmas by the Yule Billies.
Stu, you guys rock.
It was cool. We loved it.
And please, some of you in Canada and the UK, introduce yourselves on our Facebook page, please. Or send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. How many new people from Canada?
I know. There's been a lot. I want to hear from you. You can send us a message. We'll reply when we get a break from work or whatever.
Actually,
we're all working stiffs just like everybody else.
Absolutely. Just pop on to the Facebook page. Say hi. Let us know you're out there. And if you got ideas for show content, or things that you'd like us to talk about, absolutely want to hear those.
I need some help. I mean, Stu...
You need a lot of help, but I'm not sure.
Stu is great, and Matt Man is great.
And if
but you guys can't leave me with just Brian, people. I need some help
and
here.
And if any of you have degrees in clinical psychology, please come to Lisa's rescue.
Oh, boy, if that ain't that pot calling the kettle black.
Okay, so we survived. I hope your holiday was as wonderful as ours, full of family and all the blessings that you could ask for. I, for one, am glad it's behind us. Lisa?
I'm exhausted, people. I am flipping exhausted.
Right, okay, so New Year's is just around the corner, and you know what that means.
Resolutions.
Oh, boy, I hate it.
Now, let me just say, before he even carries on too much, mine is getting my ever-growing fat ass back to the gym.
Oh, Lisa.
No, because you know what? We were taking this trip to Mexico this fall, and I joined a gym in, what, July, babe?
Yeah.
And I had the cutest little girl down at the gym. She's so petite and tiny and sweet, and she talks like that. And you love her, but she's one of those adorable, perfect little kids you love to hate. She's now sent me 3 messages wondering why I haven't been at the gym in 2.5 months. So I went like 5 times a week, faithfully, right up till vacation. We go to Mexico, we eat and drink everything that's in sight. If it's not nailed down, we ate it. And then right before vacation, he had proposed. So then we get back. I've got 3 weeks and I'm getting married. Then it's never-ending celebrations for that. Then it's Thanksgiving. Then it was name changes. And then it was Christmas. And next weekend, we're leaving to go see my beautiful mother. So I have set my New Year's resolution date as of January 3rd. We get back home after seeing my mother on late night on the 1st, 2nd back to work and a night of rest. I'm going back to the gym on the 3rd because if I live near the ocean, I am in huge, huge risk of a harpooning.
Yes.
It's
getting
bad. By the
way, I'm really excited. I have not yet met Lisa's mother, and I'm very excited to do so. She sounds like a very, very sweet lady.
She's a sweetheart. Actually, yes. Have told Brian for a couple of years.
Do I get to do my New Year's resolution?
No, we're not doing them yet.
No, I get a New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah, do
it's
your
on the outline, Lisa.
Okay, I forgot about the outline.
The outline.
I'm winging it.
Go to the outline. Who get like... the outline? Brian's New Year's resolution is
what
on the outline.
What is your resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to see more rock concerts.
That better be.
And I've always said it. There's,
rock concerts?
Yeah, there's a few artists that are on my bucket list. Okay, stay with me here.
Okay.
There's a few artists that are on my bucket list that I would
like Christmas
to see
songs
in
all over
before they die. Number one, Jimi Hendrix.
I'll be at the beer tent.
You do know Jimi Hendrix is dead, right?
Yeah, I know that. So you're going to be waiting in your chair for a long time. I'll wait at the beer tent.
See, this, I can't, I'm really trying to be spontaneous here and make this work with you, okay? So Jimi Hendrix didn't work. Okay, here's another one that I'd like to see. I would like to see Jim Morrison and the Doors, but I love Jim Morrison. And I'd like to see him before he's gone, before he's dead.
He's dead already.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. I'd like to see...
Is this like your New Year's resolution from like 20 years ago?
Yeah. I'd like to see Janis Joplin.
Yeah. You know, no, this is bullshit, people. I know what he's up to, okay? Because I told him no more gifts. I know exactly what the crap he's up to.
Yeah, you said events.
And we got through Christmas, and I had installed between the two of us a no gift thing that I don't need any more shit to dust, that what we need at this advanced stage in our likely lifespan is more experiences.
Yes.
So for Christmas, I got us front row tickets to see the lovely young man, Josh Turner. And it so happened we planned our wedding night around that concert. So, perfect reception. And I told him, for Christmas, he has to think about the experience he's going to give me.
Right.
So, he's still coming up with shit. But did you notice? The only ideas he has are dead people.
No, I'm going to take you to a Johnny Cash concert, since you like country.
See, people, this is why everybody wants to be Lisa. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so basically, you crushed my dreams for 2018. I'm not going to be able to see any dead rock artists.
No, you're not going to be able to, but you yeah. are going to be able to spend a good pile of money and take me to an experience.
I'm okay with that. I got
okay. All right.
Now, I think it'd be fun and probably a little dangerous, since we're talking about New Year's resolutions, if we could set resolutions for our spouses. And this might be fun for you to do at home with your spouse or partner or significant other.
Ooh, oh boy. I'll go first.
Okay,
I'll play. I'm going to get 2 points for this. So, if I was in charge of us setting the resolutions, I would say that Brian would probably tell me to mellow out and not be such a raging bitch when the computer acts up. You would.
Yes, really.
This is my part. And I would tell him to get his ass a watch.
Oh!
So he could be on time just once in a while. Stop pointing. Did you not pay attention last week?
That was 2 weeks ago. That's
2 weeks ago.
Piss us off, people that point to their wrist and they're not wearing a watch. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
So if you were in charge of our resolutions.
Okay. First and foremost, and singular for my resolutions, if I could select for you, would be to quit, please quit, telling the world about all of the stuff of yours that I've broken.
Well, stop breaking my shit, and I will. Oh, my God.
It's coincidental.
No, it's not coincidental.
It is.
He is a walking disaster
it's
area, people.
It's coincidental.
It is such true love that I love him in spite of the fact that he is a bull in a china shop.
Okay.
And what would you say that my
I'm not even going to bring up any of the specifics because I'm sick of hearing them.
Oh, what? The car?
No, let's okay. not go there. your printer.
No, my printer. Oh, my God. Geez.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Now, Lisa's resolution for me, I'm relatively certain, would be to stop being such a wuss and to stand up for myself.
Amen.
Which sometimes I have a problem. I have a tendency to gloss things over sometimes, be a little glib, humorous. Yep. I know it's hard for you to imagine that I'd be that way.
Yeah.
And when it gets down to brass tacks, sometimes I really don't stand up for myself.
No.
So that would be Lisa's wish for me, and a good one, by the way.
And he's absolutely right. You know what?
Yeah.
He's sweet, he's funny, he's entertaining, but he would rather amuse a problem away than offend anybody. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes you just get to a certain point, you just got to say, knock your shit off.
Well, I offend you every day.
I know, and you have no problem with that.
Well, that's because I love you.
So one resolution for both of us, because we are pathetic, is going to have to be less sweets. We have been given
say
the chance.
So.
We have had 2 wedding cakes given to us. Small ones to put in our freezer for our first anniversary. And we are such losers.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Lisa.
I gotta say, we ate them both.
Juan and Blaine Molter might be listening.
So, yeah,
don't
the blow.
Don't do it.
The Molters gave us the first one when they cooked our wedding dinner. And then a couple nights later, we got really hungry for something sweet. And we're like, that cake is in the freezer.
You know, we are not getting that $3 coupon, rebate coupon from the ice cream place.
Though. And then last week we met his wonderful family, and this is the first time they've seen us, some of them, since we got married. And they had a little cake for us, and it's like, good.
My beautiful sister in Tennessee sent us.
We thought we had a replacement cake. Good plan, right?
Yeah. There's no replacement cake.
No.
Gone. Yeah.
So, yeah, we aren't going to have an anniversary cake. We're just going to go out and drink.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Okay. We talked a little bit about your beautiful mom. Everyone, very excited to meet.
Yes.
Coming up this weekend.
This weekend. I know.
And
I've scared Brian a little bit. He's not met her, but he's talked to her on the phone. I don't know how someone as nuts as me has the pleasure of having such a beautiful mother. But I always say, if I ever grow up, I want to be just like my mom.
Yeah.
Chances of that happening are not real good. But that's my goal in life, to be like my sweet mother.
Right. So we'd like to give you a little snapshot into Lisa's mother.
she posted this on Facebook on December 20th, which is also my baby girl's 28th birthday. Good God, I'm old.
Right. And this is cute. So I'm just going to read it to you. When I'm an old lady, I'll live with each kid and bring so much happiness just as they did. I want to pay back all the joy they've provided. Returning each deed, oh, they'll be so excited. When I'm an old lady and live with my kids, I'll write on the walls with reds, whites, and blues, and bounce on the furniture wearing my shoes. I'll drink from the carton and then leave it out. I'll stuff all the toilets and, oh, how they'll shout. When I'm an old lady and live with my kids. When they're on the phone and just out of reach, I'll get into things like sugar and bleach. Oh, they'll snap their fingers, then shake their head. And when that is done, I'll hide under the bed. When I'm an old lady and live with my kids. When they cook dinner and call me to eat, I'll not eat my green beans or salad or meat. I'll gag on my okra, spill milk on the table. And when they get angry, I'll run, if I'm able. When I'm an old lady and live with my kids, I'll sit close to the TV. Through the channels I'll click. I'll cross both eyes just to see if they stick. I'll take off my socks and throw one away and play in the mud till the end of the day. When I'm an old lady and live with my kids. And later in bed, I'll lay back and sigh. I'll thank God in prayer and then close my eyes. My kids will look down with a smile slowly creeping and say with a groan, "She's so sweet when she's sleeping."
Thanks, Mom.
Love that.
We are so looking forward to seeing you next weekend.
We are. We are. I look forward to seeing you, Lois.
All right, so a redirect. We did a lot of bitching about our New Year's Eve resolutions, but you know what? Everybody start the new year out being grateful, because nobody knows in this life how long they're given. Every day, just be grateful for your family, your beautiful friends, and the fact that spring is only 13 weeks
away. That's right, and make some New Year's resolutions, but if you don't keep them, you know what? Give yourself a break, man. Just don't worry about it, okay? But it's good to make them. I think it's good to make New Year's resolutions. Just or realize not. That they're just that. They're okay. It's like a bucket list, okay? And you got all the time in the world to get there. So give yourself a break. That's our wish for you.
Brian's bringing himself into his song, Stick Around. He's debuting his new song called New Year's Resolutions.
This one's a duet, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in there, too. Or not.
I'm Brian.
I'm Lisa.
And we are...
The Sarcastic Seniors.
Wait a minute, do it again.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? 2 weeks in a row, folks.
I'm Brian.
I'm Lisa.
We are...
The Sarcastic Seniors.
Colini.
Out.
Maybe I'll eat more healthy food.
Or not.
Be a good boy and drink less booze.
Or not.
Lose some weight, stop being late. Hug someone that I hate.
Not, never, and no way.
Maybe I'll watch less TV.
Or not.
Remember to lift the toilet seat.
Or not.
Not drive so fast. Lose all the baggage from my past. Or not act like a total ass.
Not, probably not, and definitely not.
Maybe I'll sleep in once in a while.
Or not.
Not leave my dirty clothes in a pile.
Or not.
Teach our dog some new tricks. Have lunch with Stevie Nicks. Or stop being such a dick.
Not, Absolutely not, and ain't never gonna happen.
Maybe I won't work so hard.
Or not.
Relax more and enjoy our yard.
Or not.
Not act so goofy or altogether kooky. Or make up new words like Wookie.
Alright, that's it again with the Wookie. What in the Sam hell is wrong with you? And what the hell does Wookie even mean?